This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Today, I wanted to do something a little different. Rather than just reflect on a topic or an issue, I wanted to share something that happened to me this morning. I wanted to tell you about my morning and what happened and what I've learned from it. So, I had a really rough night's sleep last night. My four-year-old woke a few times, and when I finally got him back to sleep, I couldn't go back to sleep. And as tends to happen in those crazy middle-of-the-night wake-up times, my mind ticked into overdrive and I went into some kind of weird state of panic about everything. I've got a big month coming up of running a retreat and travelling for work, and so in that exhaustive state of mind, I was suddenly trying to organise pickups and drop-offs and how am I going to get the car clean before so-and-so sees it, and maybe if I drop off her then and then he can get her, and it was crazy. It took all of the meditation and mindfulness skills that I had to try and calm my overwrought nervous system and get back to sleep. But with my little boy waking and my crazy thoughts, it was a good couple of hours of being awake in the middle of the night. But I still got up at 5 a.m. this morning. I've learnt from past experience that even if I've had a terrible night's sleep, if I don't get up and have that really sacred time before everyone else wakes, my day is so much worse. Yes, I'm tired, but at least I've had a little space to gather my thoughts. So I still got up at about 5:30 this morning, and it was a very simple morning practice of me drinking my coffee and wrapping myself in a blanket and sitting on the couch and catching my breath, listening to something inspiring and writing in my journal and just trying to get my head into a good place after the crazy thoughts overnight. You always see it so much more clearly in the morning, and I needed that space to really sort out all of those crazy thoughts I had. And so I felt like I was starting the day better, but I was still exhausted. And then my kids woke up and my husband got up, and very quickly the morning went into chaos. He remembered that he had a meeting earlier than he thought, so he had to leave super early. My kids remembered they had to do something for school they'd forgotten about. Maintenance people were coming to our house that I'd forgotten about. And suddenly, our whole house looked like one of those crazy movies that are on fast forward with that old music playing. And we just rushed around and rushed around, and I felt this nervous and stressful energy in my body all morning. Partly because of the exhaustion of the night before, but also just because of the requirements to get everything done in time. I have to pause and say, I didn't yell. And I say that because I don't think we allow ourselves to feel proud of how we deal with these situations very often. I don't think we say, I'm so proud I didn't lose my shit this morning when that all fell apart. And I think we should, as women. What we're required to deal with every day is huge. And if we happen to get through it without really yelling, then I think we should be really proud of that. And I can say, with my hand on my heart, that not very long ago, I wouldn't have got through this morning without yelling. I would have gone very quickly into my default, why does this happen to me mode. Words like, why does this always happen? Why can't you just be more organized? Why can't you do this, this, this? That would have been coming out of my mouth so quickly and loudly. And so I'm going to say that I'm proud I didn't do that this morning. And I know that that happened because I had that little time before they woke up. But let's still be clear. I was stressed. My energy was stressed and we were running around like crazy trying to get out that door. When I finally dropped the girls at school and my little boy at preschool, I knew I had to catch my breath and gather my thoughts before my day began. And so I quickly drove to my local cafe and went into my bag to get my purse to go into the cafe and get some breakfast and a coffee so I could hit a bit of a reset button, start again. And I'm looking through my bag, frantically searching for my purse, and it's not there. Oh my God, it's not there. I've left it at home. Great. Just what I need today. Now I have to go back home again. So back home again, went inside, can't find my purse anywhere. I literally can't find it anywhere. I start pulling the house apart, even though I'd tried to get it clean that morning, went back out into the car, maybe it's fallen under the car seat, maybe it's in the boot. Panic through my body. Oh my God, I've lost my purse. Oh my God, how am I going to buy groceries today? I'm going to have to cancel all my cards. It was just that panic thought building in my body. I remembered that the last time I'd used my purse was at Woolworths the day before. So back in my car, drove to Woolworths, rushed in, asked the lady behind the front desk, has anybody got my purse? No. No one's got my purse. Get back into the car. Tears. Overwhelm. Oh my God, I can't believe this is going to happen to me today. Drive back home thinking, it's got to be at home somewhere. My purse has to be at home. I can't have lost it. Get home, pull up in front of my house, and just about to jump out of the car and go back into the house and pull that house apart from top to bottom, I stop. I remember a beautiful little meditation that I use to clear out my mind. In fact, it's something that my son's preschool has taught all of the four-year-olds as well, and they call it the garbage truck meditation. It's actually a Kundalini yoga meditation and mantra, and I love that they have taught four-year-olds this. You can imagine how proud this mama was about that. It's very simple. You use your thumb on one hand to tap the top of the fingers of the same hand and repeat at the same time, Sa-ta-na-ma. Sa-ta-na-ma. And the reason it's called the garbage truck meditation is because it sweeps away all of the garbage in your mind. And so I sat in the car doing my Sa-ta-na-ma, tapping the tip of each of my fingers with my thumb and repeating with each sound, Sa-ta-na-ma. Breathe in. Sa-ta-na-ma. And after a few minutes, I could feel my body relax. I was breathing differently. I wasn't so panicked. I started saying things to myself like, it's okay. You'll sort this out. You'll find it. It'll be all right. Sa-ta-na-ma. And then just before I got out of the car and was going to go back into the house and start looking for everything and probably call the police and register it missing and cancel my credit cards and all the things that I was planning to do, I reached over and thought, I'll just check in my bag one more time. And mummers, I opened my bag and there was my purse. Right there. The whole time. And why I really wanted to share this story with you today is because I think this is what happens in our life so much. We are so busy and rushed and stressed and don't take the moments to pause and clear and sweep away all the rubbish in our mind that we don't see what is right in front of us. We are so caught up with the busyness and the craziness and the rushing that we don't see it. And I know for sure that if I hadn't taken that moment to clear away the clutter and catch my breath and hit reset, I would have spent the next hour cancelling my cards and running around Sydney like a crazy person. It was that tool that helped me see what I most needed to see. I am certain of that. And what I really, really want to say to you today is that these are the tools that help us stay sane. They help us see what's right in front of us. They help us catch our breath, not yell, not lose our cool, not do crazy things like cancel all our cards, any of those things. We have to have a toolkit full of these ways of calming down and connecting back to ourselves. A 3-minute meditation, a mantra, a breathing exercise, focusing on where your body feels tense and sending it love and relaxing it. We have to know how to pull ourselves back from the edge of overwhelm and stress and rushing for us to be able to see what is right in front of us all of the time. It was right there, mamas. It was right there. I was just so unpresent and not in the moment that I couldn't even see it. I hope that story resonates with you. And when you catch yourself in that really overwhelmed state, you can reach for one of those simple tools too. Thank you for sharing this journey with me. Sat Nam.